The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, apparently, I don't know what's wrong with people, but apparently Crocs are back in fashion. You know, the footwear, the hideous footwear. I think this is one of the four signs of the apocalypse, one of the four horsemen. Anyway, they're back in fashion. Lots of the influencers out there wearing them. Our reporter Kathleen Keane hit the streets to get the views of these people.
Currently, I'm wearing a pair of Crocs. I only have one pair, but I love them. They're super, super comfortable. So, yeah, I'd recommend them to everyone.
And do you wear them often?
Often enough, yeah, yeah. I got chastised by my sister for wearing them out in public today, but I love them. I think they're wonderful.
I think Crocs are really cool. Not for me, but they look good on certain people. I just don't like them on me. I think it's a height thing. Maybe because I'm too tall. I think they're nice and small people. That sounds weird, but yeah.
Absolutely dirt. Leave them for the house only. Shouldn't be wearing them in public.
I honestly don't have a pair, but I would want one because they seem really comfortable. I used to wear them as a kid a lot, like the knockoff versions. But it depends on like what it's like worn with, I guess. If it's like an all casual fit, then I think it's fine. But if it's like they're trying to make it look too fashionable, I feel like that's weird.
I think Crocs are hideous. Sorry, but they are. Like, you can get away with it if you're a child. I used to have them as a kid, I will admit. But I think apart from that, you just can't get away with them now. They're so ugly. They don't look good. They're not practical. It's very try hard. I just think they're very try hard. Like, what are you doing?
I think Crocs are fab. You know, wear them pretty much everywhere. And the fleece lined ones are really nice and comfy. So definitely Crocs for a win.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those. That woman from the Antipodes, I think she had it right. I mean, there's something wrong with Crocs. Laura Mullet is a fashion expert for RSVP magazine and an Ireland AM stylist. Laura, what's wrong with people?
Ah, come on. You're being very, very harsh. Give them a chance.
Ah, they're awful. They're awful looking yokes, aren't they?
Look, I'm an unofficial advocate for Crocs. I did not like Crocs and then I jumped to the dark side.
Fashion expert, I just said.
I know. I'm going to be robbed of my title, but I'll tell you this. They are a bland, absolutely serious blend of fashion and function, I should say, not bland.
Are they comfortable? I've never actually worn a pair, so all my judgment is based on their appearance. Are they comfortable?
Now, I could gatekeep here, so there's more Crocs for me and the loyal followers, but they are incredibly comfortable. They have this like real bounce in them. Like, they came out in 2002, right? And the noughties have made a serious comeback. But like, these shoes were invented for people with plantar fasciitis. Now, that is not a sexy idea, right? But the reality is, like, they have kind of become this like funky, edgy statement. Like, they've come back, they're printed, they're tie-dye, they have charms. I think it can be a really great way for people to express their personality, Kieran.
They are hideous though. People are wearing them surely just for the comfort. They could not be wearing them for the style, could they?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, right? Victoria Beckham used to have this trick where she'd have a big handbag, right? Because the handbag would make her look more petite, more svelte, similar to Crocs, right? If you've got Crocs, they have a bit of a clung to them, bit of a chunky look, which is in at the moment. But your ankles, they won't be cankles no more. They're going to look tiny. It's all about those dimensions. You have to work your angles, you know?
So is our fashion advice wear really hideous shoes so the rest of your body looks a bit more passable?
I think there's something about them. Like, when they're in a black colour, maybe they're not everyone's cup on tea, right? But if you get the cool printed ones, I think they can look chic. It depends on your personal sense of dress. If you're a little bit edgier, maybe Crocs are kind of a fun way to incorporate colour into your life. Have you ever heard of the term dopamine dressing?
No.
So like, it's basically all about dressing for your mood. So if you've got a bright, fun pair of Crocs, don't just wear them in your house. I think it is great to wear something maybe as your holiday shoes. I'd only be a little bit worried about, you know, tanning lines. You don't want polka dot feet. So maybe vary it up a bit. But the idea is to incorporate colour. It's mood elevating. Maybe Crocs could make you a happier person. You wouldn't know.
Oh, I'm not, you're not convincing me, Laura, I have to say. Are they good to walk long distance? This is kind of turning into a bit of a self-help session now, because we're going down to Killarney in 2 weeks' time and we'll be doing an awful lot of walking, and you don't want to be tying your laces 20 times a day, taking shoes on and off. And I don't really like walking any distance in sandals. Just really don't like wearing sandals.
Fair enough.
To be honest with you, I'm not doing my first Holy Communion. That's my view on it. Crocs, are they a good option?
phenomenal. Like,
really?
I would walk miles with my dog in Crocs. And I feel like, I love the fact that you can slip the back, sports mode, as you could say.
I know. I'm not having any of that sports mode.
If you wear something like Crocs, the walking, like, it is great, like they say, kind of post-surgery. If you've got injuries, like, there's lots of practical applications to it. But purely from a fashion perspective, they're back in. I mean, you've got Luca Bish on Love Island is wearing fish flops. Like, maybe it's time for us to be a little bit more daring.
Sorry, what's a fish flop?
It looks a bit like a croc, but it's a fish. So, you know, it's not too bad. I think Crocs are actually a bit safer than you might give them credit for.
Right. I know a lot of people who were certain industries have kind of always been wearing them. They never went out of fashion. Lots of doctors and nurses, for example, people who are on their feet all day long, walking around the hospital, that they were comfortable and they were very easy to clean. You know, you might have kind of bodily fluids in and around your feet, and this was an easy way to clean them. But this idea that they're kind of coming back in the noughties is coming back. I mean, when you say that, I just have these awful flashbacks of kind of chunky cords on lads and kind of low slung bell bottoms on girls. Yeah. Is that all happening?
That's all back. Like, it's about that Paris Hilton, a little bit slightly tacky
the hip
aesthetic.
Bones.
100%. Like, well, I don't know if I agree with that side of it, but definitely the fashion is coming back with hopefully a little bit
the lower
more body
back tattoos.
Maybe, we'll see. But
all right.
I think with the Barbie movie coming out as well, I think people love like a little bit of extraness in their life.
All right. let's avoid the hip bones and the lower back tattoos.
I agree.
Maybe this time around. Listen, Laura, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm not sure you've convinced me on the value of Crocs. I think I'm just going to stick to tying my laces in Killarney.
I did my best.
Laura Mullet is a fashion expert for RSVP magazine and she's an Ireland AM stylist. In other words, if you're wondering what to do about Crocs, I would take Laura's advice over mine. She is the expert. Listen, a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.